This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. You may have noticed more recalls in the news lately. Market research firm Sedgwick counted more than 500 FDA recalls of food and drink last year, the highest number in 5 years. And if you want to spoil your appetite, reading the list is fun. Just this month, Trader Joe's recalled its chicken soup dumplings for possible plastic contamination and cashews for possible salmonella. These are the latest in a series of recalls at the company. To find out how unsafe products make it to store shelves, we called up Karen Landman, a reporter at Vox who wrote about holes in the American food safety system. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Amy.
How is food safety regulated in this country?
Yeah, so there are sort of two main agencies that oversee food safety in the U.S. One is the Food Safety and Inspection Service, the FSIS, which is a branch of the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, and they primarily oversee meat and egg products, and they're in those production facilities every day. The Food and Drug Administration oversees pretty much everything else, which is about 80% of our food supply. They really only inspect the production lines and the plants where these products are made about every 3 to 5 years. So a lot of their regulation of our food supply safety really happens through a response when there are problems rather than sort of a more proactive response that the FSIS can take.
So every 3 to 5 years compared to daily inspections, why is this system so disparate? I mean, don't we care about all the foods that aren't eggs and meat?
Of course we care. The differences in the way these agencies operate is rooted in the laws from which they derive their authority. The FSIS is simply mandated to do this level of inspection, while the FDA is not. And the amount of staff and funding that these agencies have to do their work corresponds to the amount of oversight that they are required to provide to our food supply.
And we should say, just because a government inspector isn't visiting these manufacturers, there are inspections. How does the voluntary system work?
Yeah, so there are lots of different ways that producers of food can decide they want to maintain the safety of the product that they put out. Those producers with more resources often have a really intense and robust quality assurance process happening inside their facilities every day. So smaller producers will still have some kind of quality assurance process in place and some safety processes in place, but they may just not be as intense. They may not be quite as rigorous. They may happen on a less frequent interval, and they might just look a little bit different. For example, instead of being automated, they might be manual safety processes.
But clearly things are slipping through the cracks. And just to name an example that you covered in your recent story, Trader Joe's has had a number of recalls over chicken soup dumplings, falafel, pilaf. And, you know, the concerns are things like rocks and other contaminants showing up in this food. Is there something about Trader Joe's specifically that is leading to more of these recalls than we see elsewhere?
Yeah. So Trader Joe's gets to decide what kind of standards their food suppliers have to adhere to, right? And if they say, well, we're willing to accept a somewhat looser standard of food safety among our producers, it really expands the number of producers and the number of small producers even that they can source food from. So the variety of products and perhaps the uniqueness of the products that turn up on Trader Joe's shelves as a consequence is going to be different from what you see in other grocers' departments. But the variety of safety approaches and perhaps the intensity of inspections and safety approaches, there's also going to be a lot of variety there.
How did Trader Joe's respond when you asked them about these problems? Do they have a laxer standard for some of their products?
So, Trader Joe's told me when I spoke with them back in August of last year after a spate of recalls that they only buy products that are produced in FDA or USDA licensed facilities. And they told me that they err on the side of caution and they're really proactive about addressing issues. What they did not say, but what you can see when you compare the types of certifications that Trader Joe's accepts among their food producers with the types of certifications that, say, Kroger's requires from their food producers is that they don't require those sorts of certifications that are on the higher end of quality assurance. And that's not illegal. It is perfectly legal. And it's clearly a trade-off that consumers are in some ways happy to accept. They may seem worth the trade-off in some cases of having a selection of products that you really just don't see anywhere else because they are unique.
Companies obviously have a lot of incentive not to sell products that have contaminants in them. Recalls, I assume, are bad for business. But are those incentives strong enough, or do you think we actually need more regulation?
I think we ultimately get the food system that we demand. If people really felt like we did not have the ability to tolerate a passive, kind of reactive approach, then, you know, there would be a little more pressure on the FDA to change things. But the FDA can't do that without a whole lot more resources. They currently do not have what they would need to have in order to inspect plants and just meet the requirements that might be set if we really demanded a more rigorous approach to food safety in this country.
Karen Landman is a senior reporter at Vox covering health, also a trained physician and epidemiologist. Karen, thanks so much for sharing your reporting.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.